Right now, with Pat Pagano rusting up on this Monday, it's time to bring in Dan Henry once again. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, the New York Giants are 5-1. I'm a big Giant fan. I'm unexpectedly great.
I saw that. I was watching a little bit of the Sunday night football, and I could not believe that. Also, the Eagles being 6-0, I think. So
they're 6-0, and the
wild.
I'm not a big Eagle fan. My daughter is, but you know what? Who would ever thought at this point of the season the Eagles would be 6-0, the Giants would be 5-1, and the Cowboys would be in third place at 4-2. So, and the Jets won last night, and the Buccaneers, boy, their young receivers have got to catch up. That's what the problem is there with them.
So, you know, the other thing is they've been really banged up. You know, it's been tough because the game I went to the Bucs Packers game. I think we talked about that a week or two ago. And what was tough is they had Godwin, Evans, and then I think there was a third guy that were all out for Tom. So he's been, you know, light on targets for some of his bigger, you know, bigger guys. But I think the only thing that's really been normal this year is my hometown Lions are losing still.
Gosh.
So that's a little bit more comforting, you know, in this crazy world of change and discomfort that at least the Lions keep losing, you know, that we're still we're still on planet Earth, you know.
All right, well, we didn't lose with the forecast. I'll tell you, what a great weekend we had weather-wise for people to get out there and do things.
Yeah, well, and you said this morning is a little chilly, and of course I would say 40 is, you know, positively frigid, but, you know, I'm here in Southwest Florida, so, you know, our barometer is a little different, but pretty nice weekend for you. Going to be a little chilly this week, though. Right now you're in the warm sector of an area of low pressure, but that's going to change, and I am expecting some showers in the forecast today to go with the changing weather. So there will be some scattered light rain showers out there today through the late afternoon, early evening time frame. Low 60s for a high today. That's the warmest temperatures that we'll feel for the next 4 or 5 days. I think then tonight, mainly dry as the front clears out to the east. Mostly cloudy, turning cooler, mid 40s for a low. Tuesday, possibly a stray shower early, then becoming sunny, upper 50s for a high. Tuesday night, mostly clear and cold, areas of frost. So definitely, you know, this is obvious, but farther north and west you go, better chance of, you know, in some of the valleys getting some frost on Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy and mild on Wednesday, mid-50s, and then Thursday, plenty of sun and a little bit warmer, back near the 60 mark for Thursday, which is about normal for mid to late October.
Yeah, at my house this morning when I left, it was 37 degrees. 37. But you know what? As long as we get up into the close to 60 during the day, I'm fine with it. Because this is that horrible transition period, which takes us from spring and summer into fall and then winter. So, but you know what? The weather, it really was. There was a big rally on the green in Sharon yesterday. And the weather couldn't have been any better. There was no wind. It was about 62. Anywhere between 300 and 500 people showed up, kids, families, young, old. And it was that way for all the events that happened this weekend. So it was nice to get a real nice weekend out of it. A perfect fall weekend, as a matter of fact. I don't consider it perfect because I don't like cold weather. But anybody who loves the fall, it couldn't have been any better. Couldn't have been any better than it was this weekend. And you say, so it's going to get cold. Are we now into that phase where every week it gets slightly colder and colder and colder?
Yeah, I think generally speaking, that's probably the way things are going to be. Obviously, it's hard to have too many specifics looking at a, you know, 2 to 3 week forecast. But excuse me, this week, definitely some beautiful afternoons on the way. And you did hit the nail on the head getting into the upper 50s to near 60, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even. So, and then that really nice weather should hold into the weekend. I think there's actually going to be a little bit of a warm up. So this sort of cutoff low, it's an upper level low that's just going to spin away over the Great Lakes over the next few days. It's actually going to spit some snow showers as far south as, get this, eastern Kentucky and the mountains of Pennsylvania. So it's a little unusual that, you know, some of the you know, Mid-South and the Ohio River Valley could get some of their first snow showers before parts of New England do. And, of course, October is super early for that anyway. Just an unusual setup. But then after that, it looks like a little bit of a warm-up for New England in the mid-range of the forecast. Now, one of my best friends is going up to Bar Harbor, Maine, doing Acadia National Park for this weekend and whatnot. And I know he is very excited about the forecast, looking really good for New England, I think, for the weekend.
And that far up, there's still, we still have color here, but not as much. But up there, they'll still have some color too. So that's quite an. Is he, so he's spending the whole weekend up there, huh?
Yeah, I think he's got a whole week, and he's a doctor, and he didn't get a vacation, obviously. He just graduated medical school, and then COVID happened, and he had got thrown right into the thick of it, and I don't think he's had a breather for about two and a half years now. So this will be his first, like, vacation in almost 3 years with his wife going up there, and I think, yeah, they're doing Acadia. And I think they're going to be in Portland as well, which I've never been to Maine in my life, so I'm
it's a great place
looking forward to the pictures.
It's a great place to visit. I lived there for 1 year. It's a great place to visit, that's what I'll say.
Now, were you anywhere near Portland or Acadia?
I lived in Augusta. I lived in Augusta, actually, in a town just off of... I lived on the Kennebunk River. And I was up there for a year. And this is no lie. One July 4th, people came over to my house. I had a deck overlooking the Kennebec River. And we were sitting out at like, say 8 o'clock in the evening. And you could see your breath.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked at my friends and I said, is that what I think it is? They said, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're, look at it this way. Just look at it this way. Labor Day, Maine moves north by 500 miles. and I was literally gone from Maine in 2 months.
Wow.
I said, nope, I'm not. Because when I moved to Maine, I went through one winter. And they considered it a light winter. And we had over 100, about 100 inches of snow. So... So I was
100 inches,
and that was a light winter. All right. Well, hey,
you know the stories about Maine are incredible.
Yep.
Pretty cool to hear that. 8.5 feet of snow. I can't even imagine.
I know. Hey, have a good week, and maybe we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks. Sounds good, Marshall. Good talking to you.
Take
as
care.
Always.
Bye bye. Now that is a check on our weather with Dan Henry this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.